Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're talking about stupid patents. You know, the other day I was talking about copyrights and whether or not you can copyright something and protect it by mailing it to yourself in the mail. And I talked about the futility of that. But, you know, while you're talking about patents or copyrights, you have to talk about, you know, whether or not the system's working or it's not working. And one of the things, and I'll admit I'm not the first one to think of this, but I'm simply pointing this out because the idea occurred to me and I want to make sure everyone's heard of this. But occasionally people will patent things that are so stupid that they aren't inventions, but the patent office will issue a patent. And we've heard of weird examples of this where somebody's patented something and they've gone around and chased people and sued people saying, hey, you know, I patented that's my invention. And of course it can get messy and expensive. And if you're interested in this idea generally with automobiles, there's a book, I believe it's called Driven, about the battles between Ford and Selden on the original patents for the automobile. It's a great story. But returning to modern day, we have to talk about some of the patents that have been offered and actually granted by the U.S. Patent Office in recent years. And there are often lists of the dumbest patents ever granted. And one of the ones you'll often see cited is the fact that somebody patented the notion that you'd use a laser pointer and run the red dot around on the floor and get your cat to run around after it. And they patented that as a way of entertaining a cat. And I believe the patent office granted that one. But that's actually not the dumbest patent ever granted. I would nominate the method of a swing on a swing. In other words, how you swing on a swing. And I'm talking about a child's swing. Go out, put two ropes on that branch out there. Put a board on it. Pretend you're Tom Sawyer and swing on it. Well, it turns out if you swing the normal way, you're okay. But if you swing side to side, like every child's done it one time or another, you are violating a patent that was granted to somebody. And there's actually another story to this, which we'll get to afterwards. But first, the dumb idea that the U.S. Patent Office granted this. And I'm not going to say the person's name, and I'll explain why in a second. But the application was filed in the year 2000. Okay, so this is recent. This is modern history. And it was granted in 2002. And so, if you ever read patents, they have these descriptions in them about, you know, what's being patented, and they're all this technical stuff. And so, like, for instance, I'm wearing a Tucker shirt right now. And Tucker got a bunch of patents on unique features of the Tucker automobile. And I actually have, you know, talked about that extensively in my writings on Tucker and so on. And the things that Tucker was patenting were inventions, you know. So most people think of patents as either being inventions or a design patent, where you patent the shape or design of something. And so that's a little different. But the idea of a utility patent, patenting something because you've invented something. And the description of U.S. patent, let's see what the number is. U.S. patent number 636-8227-B1. That's the patent number. You can look this up at the USPTO office, U.S. Patent Trademark Office. And it's the technical field is the present invention relates to a method of swinging on a swing. And it goes background to the invention. A few basic types of swings have been around for generations. Perhaps the most common is one that includes a seat suspended between two ropes or chains that are hung from a tree branch or other horizontal support. These swings are often found in side-by-side sets of two or three or more on, for example, a school playground. Young children often need help to climb onto a swing and may need a push. Sometimes even an underdog push. And this is actually in this description. So others may be able to begin the swinging movement on their own by pushing with their feet against the ground and may coordinate the motion of their legs and body, what may be called pumping, to sustain the movement of the swing. And then they actually have descriptions and diagrams showing these different methods of swing. And so the invention, the summary of this invention is, in accordance with one embodiment of the present invention, a method is provided for swinging on a swing. The swing comprises a seat, and they explain the swing we've already talked about. But then it talks about, instead of swinging this way, you swing this way. Now, there's no invention there. The invention can't be the swing, right? The swing's been around for generations, as pointed out in the application itself. What is the invention? Well, the invention, supposedly, is that instead of going this way, you're going to swing this way, sideways. And the present inventor, that's the person who submitted this application, has created through experimentation on a standard swing a new and improved method of swinging. Well, no, he hasn't created that. We all did that. I did that when I was a child, 50 years ago. Everyone's done this if they've sat on a swing. The swing is of the type described above, in which a seat is suspended between two chains that are hung from a substantially horizontal tree branch. And as is apparent to those of ordinary skill, the chains could be replaced with ropes, cables, or the like. The standard swing should be, and it basically talks about swinging side to side instead of swinging back and forth. And the U.S. Patent Office granted a patent on that. They said, yep, this, boom, new invention, patent. Anybody wants to do that now and utilize it commercially, they got to license it from this guy, which is absurd. But here's the thing, and I've seen several sites that joke about bad patents, and they always cite this as an example of a bad patent. But nobody ever points out the obvious thing that you find out if you dig into it a little more, and that is that the patent was actually done by a child whose parents were encouraging him to come up with an invention. So this gets us back to, should children be doing things like passing laws or being granted patents just to teach somebody a lesson? And so I'm getting this from a story out of New Scientist by Jeff Hecht. And it says, boy takes swing at U.S. patents. And this is a story from 2002. And it's a 5-year-old kid from Minnesota has patented a way of swinging on a child's swing. The U.S. Patent Office issued patent 6368227 on April 9th to, and I'm not going to say his name because you can find it in the thing you want if you want, but I'm not really making fun of him. I don't think a 5-year-old should know any better for a method of swinging on a swing. And his father is a patent attorney. And so you have a situation where the man, the father, apparently works with patents for a living and yet takes him so seriously that he submits a patent on behalf of his kid who has said, let's do this with a swing instead of doing this with a swing. Now, if the man's trying to prove a point about the failure of the patent office, then I guess this is appropriate, but I haven't seen that anywhere. The award of the patent has generated a mixture of chuckles and frustration at an overworked patent system unable to catch absurd applications. The patent covers moving a swing side to side or in an oval pattern. Children can get bored by swinging back and forth or by twisting a swing to make it spin, the patent says. What about an elliptical motion? Or is an elliptical motion similar enough to an oval that would be covered by the oval patent? Because it seems to me that if not, I could apply for a patent and say, I want to move my swing in an elliptical fashion and get a patent on that. A new method of swinging on a swing would therefore represent an advance of great significance and value, according to the patent application. And obviously it's not. So again, like I said, if he's doing this to point out the absurdity of the field he works in, that's one thing. But that's not what he told New Scientist, the father. He said, I told him, referring to his kid, if he invented something, he could file a patent. His son had not yet seen sideways swinging because the swings at his school are closely spaced, so he asked his father to file an application. Why didn't his dad go, son, let's go to another playground and see, because you'll see kids doing this everywhere. But no. Anything the kid does is perfect and beautiful. It's like a snowflake. They're perfect and beautiful. The U.S. swing patent does not match an Australian patent on the wheel, for sure absurdity, because apparently Australia granted that. However, in that case, an Australian lawyer was able to sneak the wheel patent through a fast-track application system. The U.S. patent went through the full application procedure. The father says he was not trying to prove anything. Just show his son how inventions and patents work. Yes, son, we can mess with the system, and I'll show you how it works. The U.S. Patent Office says it does not comment on individual patents, leaving it unclear how such an obvious idea was granted. Spokesperson did say that the Patent Office uses a legalistic definition of obviousness that is not necessarily the conventional definition. Obviously. The swing patent could face reconsideration at the request of the inventor, third parties, or the patent director. And of course, when the laughter stops, and again, this is according to the author's article's author by Jeff Hecht. When the laughter stops, silly patents filed by individuals are less a problem than trivial ones filed by large corporations, says Gregory Aharonian, publisher of the Internet Patent News. And as an example of that, he cites U.S. Patent 6329919, a business method patent issued in December of 2001 to four developers at IBM who said that they had developed a system which would issue reservations for the use of the toilet on an airplane. And that was granted to the IBM developers. So, you know, we often hear about these patents where somebody looks at it and goes, wait, that's just so painfully obvious. Why did they grant that? And, you know, that's a problem with the patent system. Patent system needs to be overhauled, obviously. And it needs to be overhauled for one reason, to stop frivolous filings like this. And I can tell you that as an attorney, if I draft a lawsuit that is frivolous and file it with a court, not only can my client get sanctioned for hiring me to file a frivolous lawsuit, but I can get sanctioned for signing my name to it. There's actually a court rule that says right in it that an attorney who signs a pleading and submits it to a court vouches for a whole bunch of things, including that it's not frivolous. And it seems to me that when someone files an application with the patent office that says, I want a patent swinging a swing this way instead of this way, somebody should look at that and go, that's frivolous. That's a frivolous filing. Let's track down who filed this and sanction them. Because anybody who's seen a swing or sat in a swing has done that. And if you say, well, Steve, maybe not, you understand that a swing that's suspended from a bar, okay, or a branch, it doesn't swing perfectly perpendicular to where exactly if you drew a compass on the ground, you're not swinging due north and due south on every single swing perfectly. You're not. You're going to be swinging a little bit off one direction or the other. At what point does it become that you're swinging side by side? When you've passed the 45-degree mark off of vertical? Assuming I'm talking about the two-dimensional layout on the ground. It's beyond idiotic. So the man says he's trying to teach his son a lesson about how you can invent something. I think the patent office should have decided to teach the father a lesson in what happens when you file frivolous patents. But apparently the U.S. Patent Office isn't concerned with that. In fact, they'll grant frivolous patents. So that, my friends, is the dumbest patent of all time. It was granted by the U.S. Patent Office, and it shouldn't have been. And that's one of the great reasons why the U.S. Patent Office and the patent process needs to be overhauled. And whether it will or not, who knows? We'll see. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.